Gross at home.
Radio Wave 96.7 FM. It's Limey and Yannick on lunch. This is Growth at Home, probably brought to you by FNB. And yet again, we bring you a Namibian entrepreneur, innovator, this time designer of menswear. I saw him at Fashion Week for the first time. The launch, he looked so good.
Yes, he did.
And I said, why? And he said, that's because Sitwala men. He dressed himself. Compton Sitwala, what a pleasure to have you in studio this afternoon.
Hi, Limey. How are you guys doing? Thank you for having me.
We're absolutely fantastic. And you still look dapper. Middle of the day.
Hey, we try, man. We try.
So this is you, 24/7.
Not really. I just dress like this for you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Well, we appreciate that. So, Compton, let's talk about Sitwala Men. You can follow them, by the way, on Instagram, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Oh. What was the idea that launched Sitwala Men?
Well, I think basically it was just me trying to solve my own problem, I would say, which is looking for African-inspired fashion, rather, and also looking for more luxurious African print for men. So, you know, after struggling a bit for finding, you know, the type of clothing that I want, I thought, man, if I have this problem, probably a few other people might be having this problem as well. So why don't we just try something, and then from there see where it goes.
You know, African luxury brands.
Yeah.
Are starting to become a real thing. It's a trending thing.
Yeah.
We're seeing more and more African business people and creators and designers moving into this African luxury branding.
Yes, yes, yes. It's Wakanda forever, man. Did you see how they were dressed? So, yeah, we're getting out there. I think as a people, you know, we don't just want to be, you know, like playing on the lower field.
Right.
You know, we want to be out there. We also want to push boundaries, you know, be in spaces where we weren't before. So I think that's it, man. We're trying to do luxurious stuff, you know, great stuff. So I think that's basically the push behind it.
And for so long, we would always hear about, you know, luxury brands, Milan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The USA.
Yes.
France,
you've got to go to London,
Paris,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And now finally, Africa, our time is now. And luxury brands are being born from the continent.
Yes.
We love it. And from Namibia.
Yes.
Oh, a lot.
So, Sitwala Men, what is it that you offer?
Well, basically, if you come in our store, which is at Marua Mall, you will find that we have African-inspired prints, for instance, like your Ndelela. But we played around with it, changed the fabric, you know, made it a little bit more luxurious than what you'd find out there. And then we placed it in a suit. So you would find the double-breasted suit, which is a Western type of suit, but then it's infused with your African print. So that gives you still, you could still take it to work. You could still, you know, go to a wedding with it, but then still also feel like you're representing, you know, your specific pattern, tribal pattern, or whatever the case may be.
So, Compton, let's go into, like, the details of this fashion industry, because having to source material.
Yes.
And then also the design work. Do you have a group of designers? Is it just you? What do you see? How does it all come together and placed into the shop?
Oh, man, it's a very difficult thing, especially, you know, when you're trying to be unique in your designs. So you can't just go to a factory and say, we want to buy what you guys have.
Right.
You literally have to go through the whole system where you get somebody to design for you, for instance, how the print should be. Because if you know, as Africans, we have different kinds of prints.
Yeah.
You know, there's a different pattern that you find in Angola. It's a different pattern that you find within the tribes in South Africa, in Namibia. So you get to design your own prints that are inspired by you. And then you approach the factories and find out who is able to do this. But then also do it in the way that you would like.
Mm.
So it's very, very challenging because you're trying to do something unique. It's not, you know, you can't just, you know, approach whatever is out there. So it's very costly. It's very time consuming. And you really have to see within the within the African continent who you can collaborate with.
Wow. Mm.
So, for instance, we've had some pieces that were done by a gentleman in Nigeria. In Nigeria. The brand name is called Vanskari. They did for us some outfits.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have another gentleman in Ghana also who did for us something. And also a few Namibians that have come on board and did a few pieces for us.
I love this level of collaboration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting everyone involved.
United we stand.
But it's very difficult because it's so easier for me to source something from the US, China, know, Turkey, as opposed to getting it from Nigeria, because this is the logistics of it, you know. Yeah, it's
and that is a problem we need to solve.
It's a very big problem, very big problem.
So this free Africa trade agreement that still needs to come into the works.
Let's see what happens.
Sure. Yeah. Honestly, right, if there are policymakers listening, honestly, we've got to look intercontinental and make it easier to trade with other African brothers and sisters
it's
than it
so
is
so much more convenient to deal with international, you know.
Because those routes are set.
Yeah. Yeah, so those are some of the challenges that we face.
Compton, we know that Setswana Men recently showcased at the MTC Fashion Week.
Yeah.
And I've been through your Instagram and my gorgeous, wearable, sophisticated
men's piece.
Was that a highlight?
Definitely. It was the first time. So it was, you know, when you do something for the first time, you find yourself in a space where you don't fully understand what's going on. So you're learning.
Mm-hmm.
You learn from other designers. You learn from the models. You get form new relationships. We formed relationships with people from other countries. So it was a very good thing, very important thing. And I think going forward, we'd want to do more of these to learn more and also just to continue collaborating with different designers and looking at different concepts that we can push through in the market. So it was great.
So Compton, as a Namibian who's in the art industry, entrepreneurship-wise, in the design industry, what is it that you would like Namibians to know? And then what would be your word of advice? Because I know that there are a lot of creatives in this country who've had to choose a different path because they were just like, this is unsustainable.
Yeah.
So what would be your advice to other entrepreneurs and what would you like Namibians to know about this? The fashion industry.
The fashion industry. Well, the fashion industry is, you know, the barriers to entry are very low. Anybody can go in, you know, print something on a t-shirt and then you're in.
Mm.
But to stay in for the long haul is very hard.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're going into it, you really need to be prepared. You know, fashion is one of the most difficult industries out there. I mean, all industries to a certain extent are difficult, but fashion in the sense that you're not, you're selling clothing, right? But you know, anybody can just go in any simple store and buy something simple and wear it. But then how do you convince somebody like your Gucci's and your Versace's to buy an outfit that costs $5,000?
Right.
So it's the psychology of it, which makes it very challenging.
Sure.
You're turning a want into a need. People feel like, I need to get that Gucci bag. I need to get that Fendi, you know, whatever. So that's actually the challenge. It's easy to get in. But it's when you get in, you need to make sure that you're really ready for the journey, because it's a journey. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint.
Mm.
Yeah. So, and then business wise, I would say that, you know, whatever you do, for instance, let's say like you're saying now, it's difficult to be in a business where you sit in art while you need to pay bills.
Mm.
I think the way to go about it is keep your 8 to 5.
Yes.
And then on the side, in the evenings, on weekends, then work on your craft and see where it's going, you know. Obviously, you at the beginning, you might not be able to profit from it, but keep your 8 to 5. Hopefully, if you do have an 8 to 5. And then on weekends, in the evenings, try to see how you can hone your skills and grow whatever business you're trying to grow. And then after some time, hopefully a few years, we have mastered this thing and it's bringing some money in, that's able to cover your bills, then you can go full time. But at the beginning, one has to be really careful and try to balance your passion and as well as your 8 to 5.
There's wisdom in these things.
Oh, yes.
So thank you for sharing that. And then finally, Compton, you know, you always look so dapper.
Yes.
And Yannick, I was like, so actually, the Namibian men have no excuse.
You should have seen
really
me yesterday. Yesterday I was.
Because when I saw you at the Vintage Question, I was like, that man looks absolutely so dapper, gentlemanly, and I loved the Afro chic.
Yeah, you have to sell the look.
Of
you
your outfit every time. And I was like, man. And then that's when I said, you know, come over, and we had a conversation. I was like, we have to have you on Growth at Home.
No,
so with that
so
said, I think every single Namibian man has to find the location of Setswana Men and sort yourself out, your life.
Yeah.
So how do we get in touch with Setswana Men? Where do we get the details? Where do we get the content? How do we level up and upgrade?
Well, you'll find us, as I said earlier, at Marua Mall. Just quickly checking our content. Yeah, so we're at Marua Mall. We just right across Woolworths, just next to Nanodog. They sell PCs and iPhones. Mm-hmm. We are next to Nanodog. And you can also follow us on social media. Instagram is Setswana Men. Facebook is also Setswana Men. So check us out, follow, like, subscribe, everything. And then let us know what you're looking for. If you're a designer also, you can contact us. Our contact number at the store is 085-750-7442.
We're going to post those details up on our social media as well, just in case you've missed the conversation. And then finally, Compton, is there any future prospect of Sithwala Women?
Yes. I think if you were at the show, you saw that our last model was a woman.
Oh.
And we did that intentionally
to
say...
So when is the launch? Because this is very exciting.
You know in the music videos, when it ends, it says to be continued.
Yes.
Yeah. So to be continued. Watch the space.
African luxury brand. Yeah. Certainly watch the space. It's homegrown from Namibia. But I say from Namibia to the world.
Yes.
Wonderful.
African
luxury brand. I like that.
Sithwala Men. Compton Sithwala. Thank you so much for speaking to us today.
Thank you for having me, guys.
And this was Growth at Home, proudly brought to you by FNB.
To love Namibia is to support her economy.